Hey everybody, another episode of the Chronicles of Stupidity podcast. It's me, your host, Casey Smith, with my co-host, of course,
Sebastian motherfucking Portella.
Awesome. And we have a special guest today.
Emphasis on special.
Fucking finally. It's been, what, two episodes now since we've had a guest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Joe Sirius, the African-American.
Okay, well, you're half Puerto Rican, one. You do look Puerto Rican, two. And three, your name is Joey Carrion, not Joe Sirius.
But I am half black, so.
You're not half black. He's half white and half Puerto Rican. No, I've met his parents.
Nothing wrong with being half white.
Listen, just because my mom's white doesn't mean she's not black.
In today's day and age, I guess.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. Have you ever seen that one movie?
Of course
you're
serious.
The guys are brothers. The guys are brothers. They came out of the same woman. Well, one's white and one's black because, yeah.
Of course you're serious. You're Joe Sirius.
You're Joe Sirius.
I am Joe Sirius. And I just gotta. Shit. I'm just here to offer the serious perspective on today's issues.
Rate that shit.
Yours was way better.
Yeah.
8.5.
Damn.
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Mine was like a 4.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I wasn't quite feeling it. That was like a 6.5.
Yeah.
That was good.
I like to manipulate like my mouth sometimes.
I like just kind of make a sound with it.
Yeah. Okay, Joey. We understand that you're drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna end up throwing up in the car. That'd be great for the views.
That would unfortunately be the second time that that's happened in this truck.
Sorry.
Not from him, but somebody else.
I've only thrown up from being drunk once, and it's because it was my first time being drunk.
Great.
That's always fun. I've never thrown up.
Neither have I.
Well, that's just because I hate it so much. Like, I've felt the need to, but I'll force it not to happen. Because there's nothing I hate worse than throwing up.
I have yet to meet anyone who doesn't hate throwing up.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, he's like, oh, throw it up, that's my shit.
I fucking love throwing up.
Put me on the throw up list. Dude. I want to do that. No.
Like, I've heard of people that throw up on purpose, but that's usually like to lose weight and shit. Like, it's not that
it's
they
called
like
bulimia.
It.
Yep.
That's what it's called, yeah.
From Joe Sirius.
It's called bulimia. Yeah, Joe Sirius back there with the facts.
Gotcha.
Man, maybe we need somebody to do that more often. Because, like, half the time, we got some retarded shit going on with this thing, you know? And, like,
with this podcast?
Yeah.
This is one of those retarded moments.
Yeah. Maybe it'd be nice to have somebody, like, oh, yeah, that's called. What did you say again?
Bulimia.
Yeah, bulimia.
I know because I have it.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I'm just obsessed with being thin.
That got personal.
Been thin my whole life.
Yeah.
That got personal.
I was going to say, that hasn't been working real well, has it?
I'm like a fucking rail.
Yep.
Serious out.
It looks like life railed you.
Oh, shit.
Hey, the only person who's ever railed me is my Uncle Kenny.
Jesus Christ.
Again,
getting personal.
Yeah.
Getting serious.
No, Uncle Kenny.
Hey, we're getting serious. Guys,
don't act like it's that big a deal. I mean, if I like it, it's not rape.
That's 3 minutes in, and if I like it, it's not rape.
If I like it.
Yep.
Does Uncle...
I mean, even Mike Tyson...
You?
Mike Tyson even said...
No.
I'm gonna...
No.
I mean, I'm just gonna, you know, be with you until you love me.
Derogatory term for gays.
Sorry, yeah. I just want to be honest right here. Like, I was asked to be PC, so I want to portray that element.
I was asked to be PC.
But you can look up the Mike
Tyson
quote.
Anybody that knows me is going to be like, nah.
No.
Wait, can I say in the Mike Tyson quote?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
that was Sebby, not Casey. Casey's super cool about free speech.
I'm also very cool about free speech. I also do care about this podcast.
I mean, he's kind of cool about free speech, but he is from a Latin American country, and communism kind of runs in the Latin countries.
Yeah. Not... One, it's not a country. Two...
I know, but...
Joseph
Stalin. I'm just going to say you're from yep. Venezuela, because I'm ashamed to say we're from the same.
Venezuela is...
Except that you weren't even born there.
Doesn't matter. I'm more... Puerto Rican than you are because I'm more American than you are, and Puerto Ricans are Americans.
How is this not becoming a thing right now?
Okay. It's all right. It's all right. We're not going to talk about this. Nope. We're okay. just going to keep on keeping on.
Yep.
More white shit from Sebi.
I'm white, and I feel uncomfortable with this.
I'm black, and
why don't you call the fucking manager?
And I feel like a victim here.
That is my plan. Who is the manager of this podcast? Oh, that's myself.
I guess I gotta go. It's actually a co-manager system. I guess you have a co-host.
Yeah, true.
Don't forget about me. Ever!
I guess I gotta go have a conversation with myself and you, which is already what I'm doing, so.
Sorry, like, I was asked to be on this podcast by this guy who wasn't even consulted, but he didn't even consult you, because... Come on, let's be honest. The real power resides in the white man.
Okay. I mean, that's not...
There we go.
I meant, but okay. As long as...
Oh.
What?
I'm sorry. The window was so clear that I thought it was open, and I just had to check for myself.
Oh, you just reached across.
So I just reached across to touch it. I was like... Sorry.
Yeah, he just reached across to make sure the window was open. Because, as usual, we are in a parking lot because that's where we record these.
Yes.
This is in a Meyer one, though.
Yeah.
We have... I don't know.
Is it a little weird if I'm naked?
Is that upgraded from
Target?
No,
that's normal. Nudity is very common in this podcast.
That's fantastic. Good.
Nobody can see it, so it kind of sucks for them. But
right, yeah. You're totally missing the view.
Is that an upgrade, though? That's the question. Is it an upgrade?
Of my very large
balls? What?
With
you know what?
Small penis.
Tons and tons.
Just, it's not large, to be honest. It's more average.
I mean, it's always good to be honest.
That's why I'm.
There's no false advertisement here.
Any girls listening to this, same. Joe Carrion is
maximum
great
average.
With his tongue and average with his dick.
Wait. What got you to Casey?
Can you say that again?
Listen, to any girls listening, Joe Carrion, who lives at 1260 Lincoln Road.
No.
Lot 34 in a certain town in
New York. Okay.
Is average with his penis, but fucking great with his tongue.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. Necessarily. I was going to say to like...
I'm fucking speechless.
The tons of viewers that we have out... Viewers, really.
Yeah.
The tons of listeners
that we have. Goddamn idiot.
Guys, no, I'm serious.
Give us some feedback.
There it is. No, I'm serious.
Which one... Is this an upgrade or a downgrade to be in a Meijer parking lot versus a Target one?
I think Target, because Target's a little more upscale.
No.
It is, but Meijer is better.
Target allows...
Meijer is better, but they don't carry as much kombucha as Target does.
Wait, so, what?
Target carries way more kombucha.
Yeah, but Target's Target a little bit allows more PC. Anybody to go in whatever bathroom they want.
Yeah,
which
Target's
is good
a little more PC.
So then it's
gender
an
is binary.
To Target.
I mean, gender is not binary.
What?
Okay.
Here we go. Target is... A lot lesser known. What? Not lesser known.
No, Meijer is lesser known than Target because Target's worldwide. Meijer's
well,
like
here mm-hmm. in Michigan.
No, I mean
yeah,
I really appreciate
the,
Target
the rest of the
as
Midwest.
You know, just as a Hispanic African American male who doesn't identify as a male.
You're fucking white.
That's
you're half.
Oh,
white.
So technically, this is the first non-male that we've had on the podcast. That's cool.
Exactly like because I identify as a female, and these guys are fucking. Great enough that they recognize my sexuality and my gender identity for who I am on the inside.
Joe Sirius is being very serious right now. He is a woman.
Josephina.
Or she is a woman.
Josephina.
I'm a woman who likes women.
That's...
So you're a lesbian.
I'm a lesbian.
With a dick.
Yes. I'm a lesbian with a penis.
So that means you don't have to buy strap-ons.
You're hey, right.
That's saving money.
That's saving money.
That's cost.
That is massive cost
efficient.
So over my life, do you know efficient. How much? Do you know how much strap-ons cost?
Nope, never no. looked into buying
like,
one.
Actual, like cis women have to pay enormous amounts of capital to
what?
Get one.
Well, that's not good for the wallet.
Nope.
And it's that's also not good for the anus.
As a trans woman, I just feel privileged in this nation.
I guess, yeah. I mean,
except when I, you know.
The thing is, you're not trans.
Not yet.
Whoa.
No, he's not. Joey, you're drunk.
I'm offended.
I would be
that
too.
You, as a straight male in America, think you have the right... Tell me what I am and what I'm not.
He says I told him to be PC. And then he goes, say those.
I literally told him, I'm like, to refrain from anything controversial. Try.
You don't have to try to not be either, but he's trying to not be.
Yeah.
He's going
out. No, I'm just being myself.
I mean, that's good.
Yep.
That's good.
I mean, if you are actually trans, I support you and I love you no matter what.
I'm trans. My biggest hero is Caitlyn Jenner.
God.
Here we go.
And Kim, just because she had the audacity.
Hey, let's avoid controversial
subjects. Let's avoid anything controversial.
So far, we've covered everything.
Not yet. We haven't covered police brutality.
It's okay. Oh, here we go. That, you shouldn't
have said shit.
Definitely.
I'm just going to say.
No! No. You're not African American. You don't get to fucking talk about this.
As a transgender African American,
we got to just let it
I know a lot about police brutality.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
Is that where you're leaving it at?
As the darkest person in this truck.
Can we just leave it at that, please? All
right.
I know what it's like.
You are
to
the
be
darkest
brutalized.
Person in this truck.
That
yes.
is 100% true.
I.
Yet a cop gave you a ride home.
I'm not gonna.
After your brakes failed.
After beating me.
Off.
I love that you added that. That accent's the 12-year-old in you.
Thank you. Yeah, I know, right? That's the whole.
That's the whole shtick. I'm a man, baby.
That's my mindset.
I'm a man, child.
Guys, so I was promised that if I'm on this podcast, I'd get to meet Eric Andre.
Really?
And Hannibal.
Who promised you that?
Sure as hell wasn't me.
The white dude who owns this podcast.
Me?
Yeah. All right. And notice I said the white dude owns this podcast. Because let's be honest, anyone with the last name Portella in America would not be. Welcome to own a podcast.
Well, Portella is actually
okay. Here's
Italian
the thing. First of all,
so yeah, it would because Italians are fucking white.
Exactly. And first of all, owning a podcast is literally the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like
I feel like
not as easy as running. You know,
is your white privilege
a plantation?
Talking.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding, guys. Guys, I just want to be honest. These guys are stand-up dudes.
Stand-up. Because once in a while we do actually stand up. And right now we're just
sometimes
sitting.
I actually do stand up comedy.
Where?
Open mics.
Where?
Throughout wherever I can. Like libraries.
Yeah.
Libraries. You mean when everybody's like, shut the fuck up.
What's stupid is they keep walking.
We're trying
out.
To read.
Like, I'm trying to give free entertainment.
Yeah.
And then you just walk
me. Well, no. Like they have like open mic nights at like libraries and shit.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Not like, okay.
I was trying to make a joke.
We'll just keep talking about anything else.
I was trying to make a joke about
anal
sex. Too much. Really.
One, two, anal three. Sex.
Anal go. Sex.
Anal good. Sex, all right. About
best
anal-
experience.
Best?
Best.
Not what was done on me. That was. But that wasn't so
anal
good.
Probing. You
can
don't...
you compare what happened with your church member?
Anal probing.
With my Uncle Kenny?
Hold on. Anal probing. Smash
or
pass.
It's comparable.
No, I mean okay. So
that's
I get
a pass for me.
I think you
okay.
guys, your audience,
unless
need
I'm
to understand like what happened to us in our childhood, right? So I had an uncle named Kenny.
I know about mine.
And I lost my virginity, and obviously you know about Casey's church member babysitter. Yeah. And you know that was our first like coming out experience. Like our first. Coming of age, coming of sexuality.
Yeah, knowing, I would have said it the second way.
Knowing who we were.
Yeah.
I would have definitely said it the second way, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, God.
Everybody's experiences are different.
God.
I don't remember mine.
I can't wrap my head around this shit right now.
And I still don't know if anything happened, most likely. I mean, I didn't think I was that attractive as a baby, so... I don't know what he saw in me. But.
Yeah, I had, like, this weird dimple. I don't know what he saw in me.
Yeah, I was fat as fuck as a baby. Like, I was... Okay, no. I was born tiny. Repeat that, please.
Please say that again.
I said, I mean, white guys like Hispanic girls, and they got thick butts, so...
Yeah, but why'd you say it?
God, gotten a little... Because
so
you said you're fat as a baby.
That is accurate.
And, like...
I agree.
Maybe
with
just
that,
a thick butt.
I completely agree with the whole most of that. No, I was like super small when I was born.
Whoa.
I got super fucking fat as like.
Were you breastfed?
Yeah.
And yet still small.
I was breastfed for 3.5 years, dude. That's why I'm so fucking big.
That makes sense.
Dude, you were breastfed for 3.5 years?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, what the...
So I also had colic.
They couldn't wean me off it. I couldn't stop drinking that titty milk.
And it's not like you can do anything, but you were three.
Yeah.
You probably don't even remember.
3.5. I don't remember any time about being breastfed.
Yeah, that's weird.
Except for one time my dad tried it. He tried to breastfeed me?
Nah.
Yeah.
Like, he actually...
Dude, I'm pretty sure that would qualify as, like, child abuse.
No.
Making a little baby.
It was, like, as a joke in front of everybody in the house, and then he was like, oh, look, oh.
And then later that night, he tried it in private.
No. Because the fact that everybody was watching
makes it better.
But, yeah, no, my dad tried to breastfeed me, and he's a hairy, very hairy man. That's why I have my, like, phobia of hairs.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like, anytime I see a hair on my plate, I will send the food back. I will lose my appetite. I will have to take it for later.
Anyway, my whole point of that whole thing was I went from small baby, fat, back to skinny again.
Yeah, still small.
To most
child.
Of my teen years, and then after my teen years, well, the late end of my teen years to now, got fucking fat again. So, that's how that worked. I don't know why.
Yet through all of it, he still had a small chode.
Yes.
Facts.
It's okay, because I hear that somewhere, like Narnia, girls like small chodes.
Casey, we got to go to Narnia.
Hey, I got a wardrobe.
Can we get a ticket?
Need a portal.
Wouldn't it be interesting? Hold on.
Can we visit that real quick? Hey, I got a wardrobe if you guys need a portal.
A portal? Yeah.
You guys got the reference, right? I could use a portal.
Yeah, dude. You got a portal? Bro, dude.
The lion, the witch.
The lion, the witch, and the portal.
No, the wardrobe was the portal.
Yeah, but that's the new title.
That's the new title.
The lion, the witch, and the portal.
The lion, the witch, and the portal. That is definitely the fucking title.
Yo!
The lion, the witch, and the portal. Fuck me.
Yes!
That is great.
When and where?
That is fucking
what?
Great.
Oh, he said fuck me.
Oh, yeah.
When and where? Right now.
Right
when we're
done. Drop
the draws.
Shit. That was interesting. I like to... I mean, that's an interesting picture of a world where
girls prefer
small dicks. Like, imagine that, like, being a guy. And
that
like,
sounds like your fantasy.
Yeah.
Being a guy and, like...
Instead of, like, you know, the stereotypical of a guy that would go to a girl.
I just prefer a world where girls prefer average dicks.
I got a fucking huge dick, baby. Like, instead, in that world, they go up to her and they'd be like, you know how small this goddamn dick is? I'm about to fuck your shit up with this little dick. And they're, like, licking their lips like, oh, my fucking God, that sounds so good. That sounds so good. That bag on your feet doesn't sound good. That's fucking weird. Just put a bag on his foot. Okay.
Can you not with the bag?
Yeah. Leave my wife alone.
I knew someone was going to make a wife joke. Fuck that. I was going to make it. But then I was like, I don't want to say that shit.
The pause was too long.
So to bring a little seriousness to this.
Here we go.
Are you comparing your wife to a bag?
Correct. Considering the fact I'm not married, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be sure to bring that up at your wedding.
Thank you.
Or at least at the reception.
I hope she listens to this episode.
If she does, she's real.
If she does, we're getting divorced.
this podcast fucking sucks!
Be like, I don't want to marry this piece of shit.
Nah, man.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of getting married, what is an okay age to get married?
18.
That's a very serious subject.
Yeah.
So 18. Joe's serious, take it away.
No, I'm serious. Seriously, though.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm serious.
Guys,
seriously, though.
Joe's serious here.
Oh, my God.
I've been thinking about this a lot. Been listening to guys like, well, trigger warning, Ben Shapiro. And, you know, some of the things, right, our society, we've decided to postpone marriage and families. But what we're seeing is that it's actually postponing our growth as a society.
I would love it if you stopped spitting on me.
And, right, if we just go for marriage, right? Because marriage...
Oh, fucking hell, bro.
Is an Allah...
Quit spitting on me. It's like a 50-yard field goal right to my fucking face.
Is a great gift from Allah. And we should recognize that. And realize that, listen,
hold on.
There's nothing wrong with starting a family,
And, you know, if you do it young, that's fine. Right? Because what we're realizing is our generation is not having babies. Right? And we're not going to have enough children to replace the next generation.
Condoms and birth control exist.
And abortions and all that. So,
okay.
That too. Okay, I wasn't going
to... I mean, I had an abortion when I was 5.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Let's not talk about abortion, please. Was that a fart?
No, that was my... knows.
I mean, it's just men.
That was like a poor excuse.
It's just men deserve a
that was just
of
my,
what happens to their bodies.
My nose. Yeah.
I believe young men deserve a choice of what happens to their bodies.
Okay, okay. Can we please not?
I'm about to...
I mean, if a young man wants to get an abortion,
he should be allowed to.
He should be allowed to get an abortion.
Yeah, because that's...
You know, and women should have no say in the matter. It's his body.
His
choice.
Joey, please. Can we not?
Too much.
Right now?
Okay.
Please.
Nah, you know, whatever. Fuck it.
We're 20 minutes
fuck
in.
It. Fuck it.
Please.
Fuck it.
Fine.
Fuck it.
No. Don't fuck it. Do not fuck the integrity of this podcast.
Do not fuck this podcast.
I would never do that.
This is like Jesus fighting the devil.
I would only fuck the podcast.
The more
podcast
like the devil fighting Jesus.
Consent. Because Jesus told me so.
That's good.
Okay.
Holy shit. Well, that covered some ground.
Wow. I just need a second just to like...
Yeah, take it in. I feel like the audience could use it too.
Yeah. So. Let's just have a moment of silence real quick.
A quick 10-minute moment of silence. I hope you guys enjoy this. If you're at work, just take that 10 minutes and run with it.
Yeah.
You could conquer your dreams in 10 minutes.
Can you? Can you start a business
in 10
minutes?
Depends on what your dream is. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I... My dream is to climb Mount Everest. Can I do that in 10 minutes?
10 minutes. You could get
if
started.
If you believe it.
You could get started in 10 minutes. You could get online, buy a ticket to wherever it is. I feel like I should know that, but I don't.
Where is Mount Everest?
Where is Mount Everest?
In the Himalayas.
I thought it was in America.
No.
That's Mount St. Helens.
Oh. Is that the one that erupted back
in the
day?
Yes, sir, in the 80s.
Yeah.
Here we go.
A lot of stuff happened in the
80s. A little facts for you.
Did you know, like, the AIDS epidemic was in full swing in the 80s?
Yep.
That's good.
That's
good to know.
Conceived.
You weren't, but okay.
I mean, I was conceived through gay sex. It was, like, a first-time thing. It was a scientific marvel. I was proof that you don't have to be heterosexual to have your own children.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. I mean, technically, that's true.
No, like, leave. Your own biological children.
Oh, it's been fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Good.
I don't think that's good for you.
Just kidding. I'm back. And stop spraying. Stop spraying the goddamn Old Spice body spray into your mouth.
That's really not good for you.
That's not good for you. Plus, you're wasting Casey's.
That's true.
Holy fuck.
Wow, this one's gone off the rails.
Yeah. We went from hosting a podcast to being parents.
To hosting, never mind.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to come up with something.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to start off.
I didn't.
And hopefully you'll end somewhere nice. But sometimes you don't. Sometimes you end up in the back alley of a San Francisco, you know, Joe.
Mm. Yeah.
That made no fucking sense. See, I was trying to do that thing.
Yeah, same thing. Like, you just keep rolling with something and you're hoping, like, maybe eventually I'll actually figure out a punchline for this. But I'm not. And I'm actually doing it right now. Like, I'm talking a lot right now. I'm continuing on a sentence that makes no absolutely sense at all, but hoping that maybe by the end of the sentence I'll get some sort of punchline. But at the moment I'm blanking and I'm having a hard time trying to come up with something that I can end this whole paragraph that it's now turned into.
What, some like just keywords
with
just
no keywords, no punchline?
If I just say something, like, just start saying what comes to your mind.
Just talk.
Like, all right, just... faggot.
Well,
don't say that shit, Joey.
You know? All right, first thing that comes to your mind.
No.
Baseball.
Toyota.
All right, first thing that comes to your mind. Chevy.
Chevy.
Okay. This is
my brain is turned off.
First thing that comes to your mind, Sebi.
Water.
Okay.
First thing that comes to your mind, Casey.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Change it. Okay.
Nope. I said first thing that comes to your mind. First thing that comes to your mind.
No. Not change it. I'm sorry. I mean, okay. So you say something that comes into your mind, and then we'll say something that's related to whatever you say. Penis. The first thing that comes into
vagina.
I guess.
Vagina.
I mean, that's not what I thought. Penis.
Clitoris.
Oh, dick. Vulva.
Vulva. Hispanic.
Fat ass.
Wow.
Absentee father.
Terrible.
You're lying. That's not the first thing that came to your mind. That is not the first thing that came to mind. You racist bastard.
I really left Sebi to dry on that one. I just went quiet. I'm like, I'll let him answer.
Is it terrible? Yeah, because it is
terrible. It is terrible.
No matter what race.
It's fatherless not, child.
It's not a race thing. Fatherless child? What?
Sad child.
Sad. Sadness.
Myers.
Incomplete family.
Bricks.
Wow. Thank you for spitting another 39-year-old.
Cages on the border.
What?
That's the first thing that came to your mind. First thing that came to my mind is unicorns and sunshines.
Transgender.
Great. Ugly. Oh.
What the fuck?
Oh my god! No. That was gonna come back to me.
Lesbian!
Yeah. That was gonna come back to me.
Me. Hot. Me, because I'm a lesbian. I love all the women. Oh man, wow.
Queer!
Queer?
Great.
Okay, let's great. PC. Alright.
PC is fuck.
Crowder!
Steven.
Clam.
You thought of Joe!
Jew!
Oh, what?
Oh, no. I said Jew, and your co-host, Sebi Portella, said faggot.
I said Holocaust, so I guess it's not.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that makes sense, though, because that's a historical thing that happened.
That's historical.
Can we just say you appreciate the Holocaust?
Keep going.
That would be me.
This is great. I like this. This is a new game on this podcast. Except I feel like
Chevy Traverse.
We should be the ones doing it. One of us should be, but
go ahead,
Chevy Traverse.
No, because it's more funny hearing what you guys, what
JD Power
what your
Associates?
Inner thoughts really are. They get to know you.
I guess it is funny.
Sexuality.
Gay.
Okay. Brother.
Sister.
All right. Walmart.
Meyer.
Poop.
Late night comedy.
Me and Casey.
Me.
Wow.
Oh,
fuck you.
Oh shit.
Fuck you.
Oh my God.
Fuck you.
That shows
the truth.
Who the real,
fuck you.
That shows who the real asshole is.
Fuck you. I said me, Casey.
Colbert.
I go me. Yeah. Oh, Jesus
fuck.
Christ.
Colbert.
That's a terrible.
James
break.
Corden.
All right. Kevin Hart.
Black.
Shaq. He said black. Black. I said shit. Sex.
Cool.
Tons of cookies. Testicular cancer.
Dope. Whoa.
Sad.
Dope. Sad. Go ahead.
Urethra.
Come.
Painful.
Painful.
Premature ejaculation.
Dope.
Sad.
Whoa. Dope. Sad again.
The same exact answer. How did we get the same answer for premature ejaculation as what was the other one? It was
impotent.
Me.
Sebi.
Eric.
Andre.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Cannibal.
He's running out of ideas. Corpse. That's a band.
Jew.
I'm not making the same mistake. Because I literally just thought it again.
That was a one-time thing.
You did? Holocaust.
Me.
Jews.
Why am I still thinking about me? I'm very selfish.
Socialism.
Jews.
Stalin.
What? No, I got Jews stuck in
my head. Hitler.
Jews.
Whoa! Okay, go ahead.
Maximus Meridius.
That's from The Gladiator.
Oh, you do know him. Okay.
What? No, hold on. My name is Maximus Meridius.
The Colosseum.
Joaquin Phoenix in The Gladiator.
Okay. Johnny Cash.
Joaquin Phoenix.
All right. Homosexual.
Jews.
Pennies. Because Abraham Lincoln was gay.
FDR.
Facts. FDR?
FDR.
Polio.
Polio.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Vegetable.
Abraham Lincoln, the
what?
Whoa.
Abraham Lincoln, the zombie killer. Or what was that
Vampire
movie?
Slayer.
The Vampire Slayer.
Stupid.
Buffy.
Obama.
Stupid.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Stupid.
Stupid.
George Bush.
Stupid.
Terrorist.
Stupid terrorist.
Rapist.
Claire.
Kamala.
Better than
Harris.
Me.
Beto.
Rourke.
Yeah.
Jew loving.
Hitler. You hate what you love.
I'm just gonna turn it now.
Alright, now I wanna hear yours, so I'm gonna take the wheel here.
Okay. Oh, this could be so bad.
Are you Jesus?
I'm gonna
this could be so
bad. Right.
Are you Jesus?
Christ.
Yes,
Jesus, take the wheel.
And I'm taking the wheel. Alright, Jesus.
Satan.
Okay, that's cool. Sin.
Satan.
This is gonna be the religious version.
Let me do one.
This is gonna be the religious version.
Wait, say sin again.
Sidewalk.
Sebi.
What? Okay, prostitution.
Sebi.
What? I'm not a male call girl.
Call boy.
Beard hair.
Adam Cahoon.
Okay.
What
the fuck? Ben Shapiro.
Hot.
Wow. Is your favorite part of him the...
What?
Yeah, what's it?
What's your favorite part of him? Is yarmulke?
Penis. Hot, uncircumcised. Oh, circumcised because he's Jewish.
Yeah, he's Jewish, so he... Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm Jewish.
I guess I
No, you're uncircumcised, so
yeah. Yeah, so you're not...
You're a Gentile.
You're right, I'm a Gentile.
Yeah. Gentile.
Gentile.
Fun sex.
Are you asking us or telling us?
Sensitive.
Whoa.
Oral.
Great.
Hygiene. Not Luke Crawford.
Not Luke.
Oh shit, I just exposed him on the whole podcast.
Luke Crawford is a smelly little bitch.
Luke Crawford is a smelly little bitch who lives in Buchanan, Michigan.
Yeah, you suck dick.
Yeah. And he's also got thousands of dollars. Wait, never mind.
Let's not go there.
Wow.
Let's not go there. Yeah, let's not go there.
He owns Pepe, orange icicles.
Say another word.
Prostitute.
Cocaine.
Crack.
Or Sebi's ass.
Crack.
Luke, because he doesn't know how to wear a belt.
Heroin.
Great.
Luke, because he's full of shit.
Methamphetamine. Allegan.
Fucking
Allegan, yeah.
Great.
Or other words,
Wait,
Luke.
The original Weight Watchers.
The original Weight Watchers.
Meth.
How come this got way more quiet when I was gone? Oh, yeah, because I have a loud mouth. Light.
Year.
Year. Buzz.
And
buzzed.
Beyond.
Buzzed. Drunk.
Me. Joey. Yup, see?
No, I'm not drunk.
Fucking knew it!
I'm buzzed.
That's good, though. That's good.
If I was drunk, I would be telling you about the coming judgments on the earth, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's usually what he does. He gets drunk.
Yeah.
Starts preaching. Preaching that word, you know?
The word of Lucifer.
Yep.
The true savior of mankind. Because you, no, I'm serious. If you think about it, Lucifer.
Here we go.
Let us know.
Here we fucking go.
About what God wanted to keep from us.
I'm losing the wheel right now. I have no control.
Satan, take the wheel.
Satan.
Wow.
All right, are you gonna say a word? You are in charge of this podcast.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
So take charge.
Wow.
Like white men have been doing for generations.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Putting me in charge of anything is kind of a bad idea.
But you are white, so, I mean, you have experience.
God.
Oh, God, Joey.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I want to feel like I just have good leadership.
Yeah, I would say so.
But if you want to make it a racist thing, that's cool.
Come on. You're a cisgendered white male.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding, guys.
Oh, my God, I just saw it going.
I'm really, like, the most pro LGBT liberal person you'd ever meet. So I'm just joking around. I'm so like liberal. I voted for Gary Johnson.
Yeah, so did I.
Great.
Say a word.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
You smell good.
Wait, why?
Thank you. That's what I.
Were you about to say something or?
Oh no, I'm just saying shut the fuck up.
You're just saying shut the fuck up.
I'm saying shut the fuck up.
I can definitely tell just being a guest in this podcast who the alpha and who the beta is.
Yep.
Casey's definitely the alpha.
I'm the beta.
Natural.
And Sebby's just the beta, borderline, tranny, like, uncis male.
Yep. Sure.
I mean, my nickname in high school was Alpha, so.
Well, considering
Dog.
you went
to homeschool.
Yeah.
So in other words, that's what his siblings call him.
Yeah.
And maybe his parents on occasion.
Not my parents.
Not his parents.
Not my parents.
Yeah, I can see that. Your dad was probably like, I'm the alpha.
That was my nickname in high school. What the fuck?
that's some 45-year-old white shit. Like 45-year-old white dude who hasn't given up on his dream to be a professional bowler.
Was alpha.
Dude, man.
That's how cool I was.
Dude, bro. Like, stop. Dude, bro.
When his son,
what are we doing
when
right
son,
now?
When his, son's,
sucking dick.
When his son's like, Dad, you're not cool. He's like, you think I'm not cool? Ask my friends from high school.
I was called Alpha.
They called me Alpha.
Back in the day.
They called me Alpha. That's how cool I was.
Yep. Faggity facts. Faxity facts is what I'm
facts,
meant
to city say. Facts. City facts.
Rack.
Show me the Carfax.
That's what I was trying to do.
Show me the
Carfax. Show
me the Carfax, though.
Show me the fucking goddamn Carfax.
I just want to see the Carfax.
Just show me the Carfax.
Right now.
Right now.
Show me the Carfax.
Fuck me in the ass and call me Jerry.
Every time I go
right
to...
Right now?
Right now?
Right
sure.
Now.
Yeah. Every time I go to hire a prostitute, show me the Carfax.
How many miles we
Jesus
got on that
Christ,
thing?
Dude, I love it.
How many miles we got on that thing? Tell me.
69.
Hey.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
Stealing other people's bits.
Yes, that is what we do best. Oh my God. Amy Schumer in the house.
Whoa. I thought we were a comedy set.
No, because he said stealing other people's bits.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah.
There's nothing funny about Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that she's fat. Fat people are funny.
Whoa.
And it was awkward how quiet you guys got after that.
I mean, I feel offended because I'm...
No, but not like Amy Schumer fat.
Okay, hold on. Amy Schumer...
It's
definitely weighs under both of us.
It's different if a guy's fat.
It's 100% true.
Because guys
Whoa,
can be attractive
this is sexist.
As fat.
This is super sexist.
But girls can't.
Holy
so.
Fucking shit.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
I apologize to women that don't listen to this podcast because you all don't.
Yeah.
Thank God. I honestly would be... If you're a woman and you listen to this podcast all the way through to the end, let me know. Because I'm honestly impressed and I... Probably
and you will win viewer of the year.
You will.
No,
that's
she will
mostly
win listener
because
of the year.
We're horny. But
nope.
I'm just kidding.
I'm horny for one person.
But yeah, same.
Not horny.
But
just like
we like. I'll be honestly impressed, and I'll probably ask you to marry me. You don't have to say yes, obviously.
Especially if you're the
obviously.
One
if
that
she
I
had
like.
To say yes, there would be rape.
Right. But, like, I would honestly be impressed if there was a woman that listened to this all the way through.
Yeah, me too.
I would be very impressed.
Wow.
I mean, my voice sounds really cool, but...
Yeah.
I don't
you
know
got a sick voice, dude.
I know, right? That's half the reason why I started a podcast, just because I knew I had a voice that...
You have a voice. You're great for radio, because you're ugly, but you got a good voice.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yo,
that was my thought.
You should not tell that to all the people who are fans of his pornos that he made in the early 2000s.
Hey,
he was a kid.
I was only 13 back then.
Yo, some people start young.
I looked a lot better back then.
No, I'm serious.
What if someone came up to you and said that you look better?
I got started in
13.
I got started watching porn.
Just some like 55-year-old dude.
That's why I became such good friends with him in Mexico because I'd seen his pornos first. I'm like,
that's a lot of people. That's surprisingly a lot of people
that have seen your pornos.
Yeah.
Dope. Like,
dude, I saw you in that one.
I knew I was
dude bro. I saw you in Semper Bi.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't even remember filming that. I saw you in Life of Pi. So much coke.
I saw you in Life of Pi back when you had that.
Life of Bi.
Life of Bi. That's good. All right.
I saw you in Granny Gets Railroaded.
I did enjoy that.
That was a good one. That was a really good one.
I saw you in
the grandma
got run over by a reindeer.
But let's be honest, the person playing grandma was Lisa. The person playing grandma was Lisa Ann. I enjoyed it.
I would be down to fuck Lisa Ann.
And the person playing the mom.
Oh, her titties are weird.
Brandy Love.
Brandy Love can get this dick any day of the week. Any fucking day.
What about Aiden Fox?
Who the fuck is Aiden Fox?
She was in that one episode with Brandon Love.
You mean Adria Fox?
Brandy Love. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucked the shit out of Adria Fox and Brandy Love. I would like to take place of that dude who was gonna
Trump.
Go
what about Tiana Trump?
I fucked the shit. Yeah, we all know you like Tiana Trump. I caught you watching porn, and guess who it was? Tiana Trump.
See, that is proof I'm not racist.
Because you watch interracial porn, yeah. Well, guess who was fucking her? A white dude. So you are
exactly, because I support
it's not racism,
interracial it's relationships. Unlike certain people in this truck.
Would you watch a black dude rail a white chick?
No, but not because I don't approve.
See, you fucking racist.
No, guys,
you fucking racist.
Guys, we have to explain this though. See, the thing about porn is,
wow, you
I can't watch. It has nothing to do with who's doing it, other than the fact that when I watch porn, I want to be able to.
When I watch porn,
I want to be able to sub myself in to that situation. And so if it's a black dude, I can't relate.
That's why you just watch POV.
And I can't sub myself in.
Just watch POV.
But if it's a white guy or Hispanic
guy, it's not a basketball game.
I can relate enough to put myself in the guy's position.
It's not a basketball game. You don't sub in. Just watch some point of view porn.
But if you're watching porn and you're...
Hey, okay, hold on.
Can you watch a black guy railing a white girl?
Yes, I have many times.
That's so gay.
Okay, then I'm the gayest man ever. Okay?
No!
I must be the gayest dude ever. Okay?
You can't put yourself into that.
I have the gayest
Yes, you
guy.
Can!
No, you can't!
Oh my
you
god!
You cannot be a black man. Would you watch a black guy railing a white girl?
I'm gonna.
I have! And I will! Later tonight, just to fucking spite you.
Just to prove my point.
You're gonna literally.
Just to prove my point.
You're gonna be that guy.
I will send you a Snapchat.
Instead of typing in Google the type of girl you're looking for, you'll be like, black guy rails who so and so.
Whoever.
When normally, normal straight guys would be like, schoolgirl gets railed.
Whoa.
But you'd be like,
what?
You'd be like, black guy rails schoolgirl.
No.
If you type the guy after
I'm more of a POV.
You're gay.
You want, okay, here, you want
I search for the females, and the guy, and the penises just come as an after product.
Do you want me to give you some advice?
Bonus package.
Here, if you want to immerse yourself, here, take your phone, watch a POV video, and stick it right on your belly, right? And then jerk off that way.
Not all of us have as much of a ledge on our belly, man.
No, it's because, I don't do that, but I've heard that you can do this, and it makes you feel even
closer
to it. You
are a beautiful woman.
Hey, porn watching advice. With us. Wait, hold up.
What? I don't think
so. A wallet? No. We haven't been in the store.
I'm the only non-sober person in this vehicle, so.
Oh my god.
I'm the least person you should ask.
Joey, shut the fuck up.
She's out of here. Oh shit.
Why would you just stop at a random vehicle?
Did any of you find a wallet?
Did you find a wallet? I'm gonna be like, yeah. I found your wallet.
Yeah,
keep moving,
wallet.
Bitch.
I've been
keep moving. We're filming a podcast here. Okay, we're important.
Is she calling somebody?
Dude, we didn't do anything illegal.
Yeah, we didn't.
So, you're sober.
I'm sober.
I'm buzzed, but I'm not driving, so it doesn't matter.
We're about to get pulled over. And stopped
because
vehicle.
I'm going to move.
What are we going to do, though? What are they going to do to us?
Anyway.
And what laws are we
Remember,
making?
You're brown, so you're going to get beat up.
I'll tell this to the cop. I'm like, I have a good lawyer.
About how brown you were.
And I'll be like, you better make sure that you have your body cam on.
Okay, great.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't really say
Some
that.
Some people just aren't good with common everyday interactions.
Yeah, that woman?
Yeah. Why is it that every third podcast we get interrupted?
Yeah, this is literally, that was three podcasts ago.
Okay, can you not have your lips so close to my fucking shoulder?
It's not my lips.
You know, yes, it's you know nose. That I don't like getting close to you. Okay? Because when you get drunk, all you want to do is touch me. And I think we should talk about that. Because that's fucking weird. I don't want you to touch me. And
I'm sorry! I was just smelling because I want to know why there's somebody in this vehicle who smells like Luke Crawford.
Well, it's not me. It won. Because you just said 2 minutes ago that I smell good.
Yeah, no, I said you smell like weed.
No, you said I smell good, and that's why I said
there was a good smell on you that smelled like weed.
Okay, great, cool. I smell terrible.
But Sebi smells.
Let's move on.
Not Sebi.
Casey smells like a pile of fucking garbage.
Casey smells like somebody who has good hygiene.
Cool.
I do.
So do I. But well, let's just move on. I smell. Casey smells great. Fuck it. Let's just keep going.
Who do you want to fuck?
At least at least that interruption though didn't like they couldn't hear. So that's good.
They could hear us going, what, what?
Yeah, they could hear us.
Did we find a wallet? No, we didn't find a wallet. And they heard Joey say, oh, I'm the only sober person in the chat.
Me! Oh, I said I'm the only drunk person.
Yeah, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Well, you fucking retarded. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm the most fucking retarded dude. I'm the gayest guy ever. I'm the most retarded guy, and I also smell terrible. That is me, guys. That's what you get with me. With Sebastian Portella.
There you go. Joey's working on an autobiography. Wait, no, it's not
an autobiography. He's not
yeah, it's
myself.
A biography. Yeah. An autobiography is like, there's Joe Sirius.
But I'm waiting to release it till after he runs for office. But like, he's really a stand-up guy.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Because I'm not going to be like...
You plan on running for president?
Fuck no!
Or some office.
Fuck no! You kidding me? I have so much shit out there that I could not run for president.
Yeah, so do I.
There's no fucking way.
Donald Trump has proven that no matter what you've done in your past, it doesn't matter. The American people will vote for you as long as the Democrats worse.
I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be running for president ever. I'm going to be running for my life after we get off this podcast.
Same. Same.
Wow. Alright, can we do candid questions or something?
Candid
questions. Well, considering we only have...
For the next 4 minutes, yeah. Give me them.
Alright.
Go.
Well, what was your first coming of sex experience? Coming of sexuality experience?
Like as a kid?
Like where you first knew what you wanted to be sexually?
Like as in...
I got you.
Go ahead.
There's this magazine called Women Magazine, I guess, or Women's Health. World? Women's Health. You know, there's Men's Health. Well, there's this Women's Health one, and I found it, and my mom had like subscribed to it. Right? There's like, there's stuff there and whatever. There's like talking about how you can spruce up the home. Mm-hmm. Well, Heidi Klum was in a bikini on the cover of it, and I took pictures on my little flip phone. And I would just jerk the fuck off to that. That is when I knew women was the way for me. Because I have the biggest crush on Heidi Klum. And that was my 8th grade year. The summer after 8th grade year.
Next candid question. What do you guys think of Jessica Yanov?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
I don't know who that is. Irrelevant.
The invalid.
If I don't know who she is, then nobody should know who she is.
Facts.
What would you... Okay. This is a serious question.
Oh, boy.
From Joe Sirius. What would you do? You're in Vegas. You're having a great night. You meet this girl. You really like her.
I already know what's going to happen.
And you take her back to the hotel room.
She has a penis.
And she's like, yo, do you want me to fuck you? Or do you want to fuck me? What do you do?
So what do I... Like...
You're in the moment. You're already
does
naked.
Does she have a penis?
Both of you are already naked. She has a penis.
Does she have a dick or does she have a strap-on?
Okay. No. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Have to.
I may be called homophobic, but that's just not me. Sorry, I'm straight.
I can't.
I don't want to get fucked.
I don't know, man.
There's... only time I will ever have anything in my asshole is when I have shit coming out of it.
What about it?
Or okay. If it's one ply paper and my finger breaks through.
As soon as I
that's
see
an,
it,
I find I'm that interesting. What is the woman that you find most attractive in the entire world?
I can't say her name.
Is she a real person?
Yeah.
Okay. Celebrity-wise.
Okay.
Yeah.
The most attractive woman in the world for me, celebrity-wise, is probably going to be Emily Ratajkowski. And I've said okay. that multiple times.
So if Emily Ratajkowski
had a penis?
No. Wanted to do, would let you do anything to her.
Okay.
But she had to be able to take a strap on and shove it up your ass.
Once?
As many times as she wants. But okay, then you could do anything you wanted with her. She just had to do that one time. And then for the rest of your life and her life, you could do anything you wanted to her or with her.
Time limit or something. Like,
no time limit.
The whole day?
She has to fuck you for 24
hours.
For 24 hours.
She feels like doing it.
For 24 hours, she can fuck your ass as hard as she wants, but never again after those 24 hours. And then, but for the rest of your life, you can fuck her. You can have her blow you. You can eat her out. You can eat her ass. She can eat your ass. Like, whatever you want. For the rest of your
I'll
life.
I'll take that deal.
You would?
I'll take that deal. I don't know. Fuck.
Real, I mean, you think
bro,
about it.
Bro, I'll just
it's
make
not
some...
a real penis going up your ass.
No, 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 no.
Is this a plastic one?
Even or if silicone? It was. No.
It's plastic. Just like the stuff we saw at Velvet Touch.
No. No, I can't do it if it was a real penis. No, yeah, I'm glad it's not a real penis.
But it's a dildo.
Yeah. Not because it would be gay, just because to me, it's just like, dicks are gross.
True.
Dicks are gross.
Yeah. I don't even like looking at my own.
I don't like go out of my way to look at my own, but I'm happy with my own dick. You know what I'm saying?
Same, but I don't.
But I'm happy like, with it. But
when I see
it,
I'm like, hey, I know
like,
you.
Yo, that's great looking. I'm like, yo, you do the job.
I go, hey, yo, I know you.
Hey, you're a tool, so am I. That's cool.
No, I mean, yeah, I would get railed to rail her. Just
I would get, you would get railed by her to rail her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can do it whenever. Like, I can fuck
that's
her
straight,
whenever.
That's
24 hours.
Ish.
I would, you know what I would do? Ish. I would just grab, like, whatever, like, that ointment is that, like, numbs everything. I would just numb my whole asshole and then get super fucking high. And then I won't.
Speaking of this, there's something that I think Casey Smith has never actually talked about on this podcast.
Oh, boy.
So, what is your foolproof plan to survive prison?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I don't think I have mentioned that on this podcast, which is my foolproof plan
Fuck.
To survive prison is using Flex Seal on my asshole.
Boom.
It's actually genius, if you
it
think about
genius.
It.
It is genius. And, I mean, everybody's like, oh, you wouldn't
By the way,
shit.
He has
well,
copyrighted
I'm in
this idea, so he will sue you
yeah,
if you
so
use this.
Yeah, so don't even think about trying. The thing is,
Casey,
like,
Seppi's over here jacking off to his friends on Instagram.
Same.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing right now.
The thing is, people are like, your brother's fiance?
No.
Are you jacking off to?
Dude, that's fucked up.
One. Dude, one. People. Not jerking off. Two, that's not my brother's fiance. That's some girl I went to Pathfinders with.
Dude,
ooh,
people. People are like, oh, you wouldn't be able to shit. I'm like, exactly. Then I would die. So I also wouldn't have to be in
and
prison.
And don't
long.
Even say shit because you know the truth.
I'm not saying shit.
Exactly.
Also, I wouldn't start anything up on my podcast.
Yeah, that'd
so.
Be a bad idea.
Even if I had said something, it would not be on this thing. If I had anything, any idea crossing my mind, I wouldn't have said it. Okay,
right,
so you
boys.
Need to calm the fuck down.
Alright, boys, I gotta wrap it up. That is part of my job.
We have 8 more minutes.
Yeah, but we can't, like, go to the end. Otherwise, it's gonna cut us off suddenly.
Yeah.
So.
Idiot!
This is wrap up time.
Yeah.
Alright, well, to wrap up, as Joe Sirius, the guest this time, I'd like to say, be yourself, guys. Like, that is the most important message I get from
this.
These guys. Is be
last week.
Your legitimate self and, you know, love yourself. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight or black or white or anything but Jewish. You should love yourself.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, I did say anything but Jewish. Because if you're Jewish, you should still love yourself, but you should at least check yourself. Make sure you're not, you know, being an anti-Palestinian freak, so...
I hate everything.
Me saying
there's a George Strait
song saying
called
Jesus
"I Hate
Christ
Everything"
was the wrong thing to say.
I hate everyone
situation.
The same.
Yeah, same.
That's I don't, but we won't get into that. I don't hate everyone the same.
Okay. All
right, that
well,
was a good way to end it.
Yep.
With "I hate everyone the same." That's how we're gonna end it. But thank you once again, everybody, for listening to another episode of Chronicles of Stupidity. Hopefully, we. Muster up the courage to do another one after this because I feel like never mind. But But you know, hey, we appreciate all of you that listen, and we hope you enjoy. Of course, go fucking check out all our social media shit. You know all that shit. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, fucking Chronicles of Stupidity. And then we have our own separate Twitters and all that shit too. So yeah, check it all out. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed, and I hope you enjoy what I'm about to do to your mom tonight.